Now, we bring you a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan.
I was sitting alone in my Cafe Tambourine when Paulette Martin came to my table. I remembered her from 3 years back. She was the kind you remember. But now she seemed scared, said she was being followed. Paulette showed me a large manila envelope, said what was inside was worth a lot of dough. I thought she was just playing cops and robbers for the excitement of it, but when she made a private phone call from my office and didn't come back fast enough, I got that old feeling that it was going to be one of those nights. I made for my office on the double. Paulette Martin was gone. She'd left the manila envelope with me for safekeeping. I tore it open. Inside were two x-ray plates. Down in the lower left-hand corner was the name Dr. Konstantin Markov. Then I remembered what I'd seen in the newspaper just an hour ago. Dr. Konstantin Markov had been found at 10 that morning in his office on the Sharia Ramar. He'd been knifed to death.
On a narrow street, not far off Cairo's native quarter, stands the Cafe Tambourine, run by Rocky Jordan. The Cafe Tambourine, crowded with forgotten men, alive with the babble of many languages. For this is Cairo, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against a backdrop of antiquity. Tonight's Rocky Jordan story, Dr. Markov's Discovery.
I slipped the x-ray plates in my desk drawer and walked around to the door leading into my cafe. A small gray-haired gent in a derby hat was standing at the bar. He was watching me over the rim of his glass. Then his mouth moved slightly. The two men who stood on either side of him with their backs to me turned slowly, leaned against the bar, peered at me through the smoky haze. Then I noticed a cabbie pushing his way through the crowd headed in my direction. His eyes skipped around the cafe as if he were looking for somebody. As he came up, he took his cap off, started twisting it in his hand.
1,000 pardons. You are Mr. Jordan?
Yeah.
The young lady, I drove here in my cab. I believe she said she was coming to see you.
What about it?
She told me to wait, Mr. Jordan. She said she would only be a minute, but already...
Well, she's gone, friend.
Gone? But no, she did not pay me. She owed me 50 piastres. She promised to give me 50 piastres.
All right, all right. Your evening won't be a total loss. We can do business. Your cab outside?
Yes, yes, Mr. Jordan. A fine automobile. An excellent automobile. A wonderful...
Okay, you sold me on it. Here, this'll do as a retainer. May need you for a little while.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'll be out in a minute. I figured I'd check on why the x-rays were worth so much dough first. I went back into the office, picked up the x-rays, and walked out through the cafe. Three pair of very interested eyes followed me all the way. George, the cabbie, was sitting at the wheel of his hack, grinning from ear to ear. I gave him the address, and we drove off. A quarter of an hour later, I was walking along the 10th floor corridor of the Victoria Hospital, looking for a guy named Fisher, who ran the x-ray lab. After a series of left and right turns along the deserted, dimly lit halls, I finally pulled up in front of the x-ray lab. I reached for the doorknob. Then I heard it. Well, it was a little late in the evening for x-rays, but I knocked anyway. I counted up to 10 and opened the door. As I entered the lab, a door at the far end of the room closed silently. I walked over to a young gent in a white uniform who seemed to be very busy looking over some charts.
Oh, hello, old man.
Is Fisher around?
He beetled off about an hour ago. Won't be back tonight. Done in, you know. Completely bushed, as it were.
Won't be back, huh? Are you his new assistant?
No. I just pop over from med school now and then to familiarize myself with the equipment, shall we say?
Take a look at these for me, will you?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, old man. I'd say they were x-rays.
What do you think they were? Navigation charts of the upper St. Lawrence River?
Oh, yes, I see. It's rather interesting.
Junior, upside down.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I thought it rather odd.
You see anything in him?
No, I don't, old man. Awfully large stomach, though, really. Must be a very fat old thing.
Yeah, hand him over.
Really, old man, I must confess I'm not too familiar with this sort of thing, actually. However...
All right, all right.